Why don't we start with what happened to you in May?
Well, in May, I went to go see a friend of mine's band play at a local place here in Providence. I took the bus. I didn't ride my bike, which is what I normally do because, you know, riding the bike at night, it can be hazardous. Got on the bus, got home. My where I live is literally five houses away from the bus stop. Got off the bus, crossed the street. The police officer drove by me, did a U-turn, came back, asked me what my name was. I asked him, why did he want my name? He said, just give me your name. I said, if you don't give me a reason why you want my name, I don't have to give you my name. He gets out the car. I ask him if he's a public servant. And he says, well, why you got to go and do that? And he grabs me, throws me against the car. So I say to him, look, I know who you are. I know what you can do. I know that you can kill me and get away with it. I have a daughter. I want to live. He opens up the car door, says, get in. I get in. He calls for backup. His backup comes, and he tells his backup all kinds of stories of I fought him. I tried to overpower him. I tried to, you know, he tells them all of these stuff that did not happen, and pretty much charged me with assault, disorderly, and resisting arrest.
Now, I've talked to other police who told me that the law about resisting arrest, which I did not know, was that they define that as using force to avoid arrest, even if the arrest is totally unjustified or completely bogus. It's still against the law to use force. That's what he said you did?
Yeah, there was no force used. He grabbed me. He got out the car. I said, are you a public servant? The only force I used was I'm probably smarter than he is and knowing my rights. You know, and so that's the most forceful thing I can do is know my rights.
You went to the police station. Did they book you then, charge you then?
They didn't charge me right away because I wouldn't give them my name because I'm like, I still have no idea what was going on. They didn't tell me what my charges were. I weren't read Miranda rights. I don't know why I was there other than the fact that he's, you know, what I heard him say, these lies. That's it. No, I didn't. I wasn't charged until the morning. That morning is when they said the lawyer came in and asked me. He said, if you give me your name, we can let you go. And I didn't want to spend another day in there. So I gave him my name. They let me go. They didn't let me go. I went and got arraigned and was let go.
When is your court date?
September 6th.
So this happens now in the midst of all of the Black Lives Matter movement and now the shootings of the police. What are your thoughts on, speaking more broadly, not about what happened to you, but, you know, the situation in the country now?
One, inherent in systemic racism are a thing, and we can't deny it anymore. And, you know, Black people can no longer be the ones saying, hey, look, this is racist. It has to be white people. It has to be the gay and lesbian community that we stand up for. We have to get together. We have to unify, and we have to actually say, look, this is wrong, this is happening, and we can't be the only ones fighting the fight in this country, is what I'm saying.
What would you like to see happen? And I'm thinking in terms of getting together with police.
I want to put this out there and make it clear. Up until this particular police officer, and this particular group of police officers, which I've been, since this incident has happened, I've been doing a lot of research on. It's not all of Providence Police. It's not even a lot of Providence Police. It's a specific group of police officers that went through the academy together, that came out, that patrol my neighborhood, and they act like we are inhuman, you know, because of our skin color, and there's no representation of color on their squad. But on a larger scale, I have no complaints with the Providence Police Department. I like to see us get together and do things like the Black Lives Matter protest that turned into a barbecue between the protesters and the police officers. Why are the police officers not more involved in our communities? Why are they not walking in our neighborhoods and talking to people as opposed to being separated of this barrier of a car that they drive around in, trying to give this impressive force and this impressive look in this scary SS Nazi looking uniform thing that they're running around our neighborhoods with? Why are they not being more personable and more human? Why are they not being better humans is what I'm asking.
Christopher Johnson, I want to thank you for talking to Rhode Island Public Radio.
Thank you for having me.